Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7 o'clock. Today is Tuesday, June 18th. And this is Utah's Morning News. I'm Grant Nielsen.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown sunshine, 63 degrees.
Busy traffic, but delay-free on the freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, a scathing new report says it's time for America to do something about a badly broken system to train new teachers.
KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live with the details. Andrew?
Amanda, this is the same group that gave the state of Utah a D in January for its teacher preparation policies. Well, now the National Council on Teacher Quality says that it's found in its massive study that new teachers don't know how to master a classroom or even teach reading. YouTube videos from the group have established teachers like Dwight Davis suggesting Fortune 500 companies wouldn't take some of these teaching candidates.
Wall Street, they're not going to select a CEO who has the minimum requirement of courses or the minimum GPA.
The study found, quote, an industry of mediocrity. Several universities trying to block this group from getting their data. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
In just 1 year, the smallest high school in the Canyon School District is going to become the biggest. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has more on the enrollment crunch there. Becky?
Grant, Corner Canyon High School in Draper is expected to have around 1,800 students when it opens for the first time this fall. But nearby Hillcrest High School won't see numbers get smaller. Instead, they're expecting an enrollment surge of 800 students to beat the total at Corner Canyon. The Canyon School District is going through a grade reconfiguration where freshmen will now be at high schools instead of middle schools. And with school boundary changes, many juniors and seniors are opting to stay enrolled at their old school. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
A court appearance later this morning for the man accused of shooting his father-in-law as he knelt to pray in an Ogden church. Family friend Kelsey Haney says after Charles Ricky Jennings shot James Evans, he pointed the gun at Mrs. Evans.
She fell to the ground and started screaming, and then all of the parishioners came running for him, and he turned around and took off running.
Haney says the Evans' daughter came home several times with bruises, and they had encouraged her to leave Jennings.
KSL's top national story this hour. We could learn a lot more today about the Fed's secret phone and internet tapping programs when the chief of the NSA testifies before Congress. Brian Martin has details live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Grant, this will be a rare appearance by NSA Spy Chief General Keith Alexander. The House Intelligence Committee wants to know more about those secret surveillance programs used to protect Americans. Alexander will also get his first chance to respond to claims by secrets leaker Edward Snowden, who's still hiding out in Hong Kong. Snowden insists he's not a traitor. The general will detail specific terrorist plots that were broken up because of the NSA's programs. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Politics on KSL News Radio. President Obama is defending stepped-up aid to Syrian rebels. For the first time since revealing the U.S. would help arm the rebels, President Obama talked about it with Charlie Rose of PBS.
We're not taking sides in a religious war between Shia and Sunni. Really, what we're trying to do is take sides against extremists of all sorts.
President Obama also talked about Iran, saying Tehran needs to show the world it is not pursuing a nuclear weapon.
It's a major milestone for the war in Afghanistan. Afghan forces have now assumed responsibility for the security of their country. Afghan President Hamid Karzai calls it a great day.
To have the Afghan forces in command of themselves and in service of the country.
American and coalition troops as of today will no longer plan, execute, or lead any combat missions.
Other national stories KSL is following. Health officials don't know yet whether it's a blip or not, but a new government report says smoking has declined in a big way. The CDC says the smoking rate fell in 2012 to 18% after stalling out at around 20 to 21% for about 7 years.
The American Lung Association says COPD is no longer a man's disease, as people think it is. KSL News Radio's Logan Daniels explains.
Research shows women are 37% more likely to develop chronic obstructive pulmonary disease than men. Factors like smoking, secondhand smoke, and air pollution affect women more severely. Research also says women are more likely to delay their diagnosis, which impacts their treatment.
7 million women in the United States have been diagnosed with COPD.
A new study out of Harvard suggests pregnant women exposed to air pollution, like we see in a winter inversion, are at a higher risk of having a child with autism. Associate Professor Mark Weisskopf says they looked into a number of different pollutants. This was the first nationwide study to examine a link between pollution and autism. Utah has one of the country's highest rates of autism.
Still to come on Utah's Morning News.
Some drivers in Utah County say they're concerned about the safety of a recently constructed interchange. I'm Paul Nelson.
And we'll take another look at your morning commute. That's just ahead on KSL.
It's 7:05.
Moab, Utah has amazing adventures awaiting you. Moab, an outdoor recreation mecca with the most stunning and unique red rock landscapes in the world. There's the legendary Slip Rock Mountain Biking Trail, two national parks, and the alluring Colorado River. Moab was ranked one of the 10 best outdoor adventure destinations in 2010 by Traveler's Choice. Visit Moab to enjoy world-class whitewater rapids or hiking and biking trails in the LaSalle Alpine Mountains. You'll see petroglyphs, Indian rock art, ancient dinosaur tracks, and museums along Moab's scenic byways. Explore the breathtaking beauty of Moab by hot air ballooning, four-wheeling, horseback riding, canoeing, kayaking, or jet boating. Take in Dead Horse Point, one of the most photographed vistas in the world. Experience Moab's wineries, great shopping, unique restaurants, and local breweries. Go to discovermoab.com for more information. Moab, where adventure begins. Produced in cooperation with the Utah Office of Tourism. Discovermoab.com.
Profiles in Courage in the state of Utah.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 7:15.
What are they looking for in a field outside Detroit? I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News. Here's a hint. They've looked for it before. Details coming up.
The news is sponsored by Midwest Commercial Interiors, Utah's office furniture leader for 76 years. Midwest, design, furnish, and impress. KSL News time is 7:07.
Semi-rollovers and other crashes have some drivers concerned about the safety of a new freeway interchange in Utah County. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
If you ask certain truck drivers, the turn on the off-ramp of the recently constructed I-15 interchange at State Road 6 is hard to navigate.
It's a real tight curve.
But some other drivers and UDOT officials say people might be taking that turn too quickly.
I think they're just taking for granted their loads and the height of their loads, and they need to reduce their speed.
UDOT spokesman John Gleason says the off-ramp is constructed to standard.
There are plenty of signs out there posting the reduced speed limit.
And he says they will look at every safety concern as it comes up, but some truck drivers say they want it switched back to how it was before. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The marriage rate is at its lowest point in more than a century, but a new analysis projects there will be a temporary boost in weddings. The number of marriages fell more than 5% during the recession, but a recovering economy and an increase in marriage-eligible millennials may fuel the increase.
The camouflage ceiling for women in the military is a step closer to coming down. Under details of plans obtained by the Associated Press, women could start training as Army Rangers by mid-2015 and as Navy SEALs a year later.
Miss Utah USA is getting a chance for redemption. On the Today Show this morning, Matt Lauer gave her a chance to re-answer the question that embarrassed her so badly at the Miss USA pageant Sunday night. The question was, what should be done when so many men still make more than their female counterparts?
So this is not okay. It needs to be equal pay for equal work, and it's hard enough already to earn a living, and it shouldn't be harder just because you're a woman.
Marissa Powell tells NBC she found the original question a bit confusing and was nervous because she was called on first.
KSL News Time 7:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. How are things now, Andy?
Well, a few slower spots are starting to appear. For those of you on North 15, it's looking a little bit busy as you go up past 45th South in Murray. beginning to see a little bit going on there. Same thing around 7200 south in Midvale. But otherwise, you've just got a pretty typical drive as you head north on I-15 between Provo and Salt Lake. Ricky?
Andy, we are seeing some heavier traffic going from Kaysville into Farmington and Centerville. But overall, we're still not seeing any real slow speeds taking down the commute for those traveling southbound on I-15. You're also going to see busy patches of traffic in Bountiful, Woods Cross, and North Salt Lake. But overall, again, holding up pretty well as you're making your way into the valley from Davis County over to the east. We had just a slight bit of heavy and slower traffic, and it looks like we've got some vehicles over to the right shoulder. They're kind of under a tree, and it's kind of hard to see, and they may have even pulled away by now. But off to the right shoulder, northbound I-215's East Belt Route at about 5500 south. Save up to $14,000 on all remaining 2012 Ram heavy-duty trucks at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Sandy. Visit LHMDeals.com for information. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here. KSL Weather Center going to be a cooker today, even hotter than it was yesterday, thanks to those south winds. Very hot, dry, and breezy. Upper 90s, but not nearly as hot tomorrow. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now, beautiful morning, 63 downtown.
Coming up on KSL News Radio, the Doug Wright Show from 9 to noon. And, of course, he always sets the table for the political conversations. We've got more Utahns wanting Attorney General John Swallow to resign. We have Marco Rubio stirring things up with the Gang of Eight and the immigration reform. Gun legislation still out there. He rolls up his sleeves and hits the hot topics, and he'll do that this morning at 9 o'clock.
Right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Are you saying no to social functions, worrying about every food and drink you consume, always scouting out the nearest restroom? Well, you're not alone. Erickson Research and Development is conducting a clinical research study with an investigational drug to see if it helps relieve the pain and diarrhea associated with irritable bowel syndrome. If you are 18 to 80 years of age, have diarrhea predominant irritable bowel syndrome, you may be eligible. Qualified participants will receive study medication or inactive placebo, study-related testing, physical exams, and lab work at no charge. Compensation may be available to qualified participants for each completed visit for time and travel. For more information, please call Erickson Research and Development at 801-614-5505. Irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, affects about 1 out of 10 people or more. Call today to learn more. 801-614-5505.
Driving a little fast there, buddy.
Sorry, officer. I have to deposit a check, and the credit union is closing in 5 minutes.
In that case, I'm gonna need your license, registration, and your smartphone.
My phone?
With the new mobile check deposit from Golden West Credit Union, just snap a picture of your check with your smartphone, and it's deposited right into your account. You can easily deposit checks from anywhere, anytime, just not while you're driving.
Visit GWCU.org to download our free mobile banking apps, now featuring mobile check deposit. 20 convenient locations in Utah, and one right in your pocket. Golden West Credit Union.
78% of Utahns want our Attorney General John Swallow to resign. 72% say if he doesn't resign, maybe we ought to look at impeachment. We're going to take your temperature on today's Doug Wright Show.
This portion of the news sponsored by UVU. Experience engaged learning at Utah Valley University. Apply by August 1st. Visit uvu.edu/engage.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Bonus coverage of the top stories on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
An industry of mediocrity. A new study from an advocacy group finds college programs that train teachers lacking. I'm KSL News Radio's Andrew Routers.
Other local stories we're following this hour. A court appearance later this morning for the man accused of shooting his father-in-law. Police haven't detailed a motive, but family friends say Charles Ricky Jennings had a troubled marriage.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Heading north on I-15, you've got pretty good speed. Southbound in Davis County, a few heavy spots. Looks like we had a crash on the East Belt near 6200 South, but it's gone and traffic is fine in that stretch. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Super hot today with the south wind, sunny and 97. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Downtown right now, 63 degrees.
A new survey finds that the growth of fans following sports via social media has leveled off over the past year after nearly doubling the previous year. But Pete Cadella, VP of Marketing at Alexander's, finds it's hard to believe sports fans are suddenly less interested.
It's timely, you know, it's topical, it's a fast, easy way to share and digest information about your favorite team. Just makes a whole lot of sense for people to be using it for sports.
Cadella says teams and players are increasing on social media and they wouldn't go where there's no audience.
The FBI is searching a field outside of Detroit in the ongoing quest to find Jimmy Hoffa.
Another day, another search for Jimmy Hoffa's body, but this one, attorney David Chasnick insists, is the real deal.
There used to be a barn in the field, buried under the barn under a cement slab, and that's where our understanding is that the body should be.
Chesnick's client, 85-year-old Tony Zarelli, is the one who told him to search there. He was in jail when Hoffa disappeared in 1975. Oh, and he's also got a website where for $5 he'll sell you the story of what he thinks happened to the Teamsters boss, along with an autographed picture of himself for an extra $9.95. Maybe they'll have to keep on digging. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Coming up at 7:45, we go in depth with Brian Ross from ABC on what Edward Snowden is posting. That's coming up with Grant and Amanda.
KSL's top national story. U.S. consumer prices rose slightly in May as higher energy costs were partly offset by cheaper food. The small increase underscores that inflation is mild.
Now, for more of our top national stories, here's Brian Martin at the KSL National News Desk.
Home builders began construction on more single-family homes and apartments last month, encouraged by more buyers and fewer houses for sale. Meanwhile, leaders of the G8 wealthy countries have entered the final hours of a two-day summit. They're chatting about a bunch of things, including taxes paid or even skirted by global corporations. President Obama tells PBS's Charlie Rose he rejects the idea that the U.S. should not be involved in any way in Syria.
For us to do it in a careful, calibrated way sometimes is unsatisfying, because what people really typically want is a clean solution, a silver bullet.
The president says those who advocate sending heavy artillery or setting up a no-fly zone miss the complexity of the situation. Today's a big day in Afghanistan. It marks the first day local forces are in control of the country's national security. U.S.-led international troops handed over control this morning. Reaction continues after the Supreme Court tossed out the Arizona law, which required people to show proof of citizenship before registering to vote.
I mean, this is just garbage. I'm sorry. This makes no sense. This is just another effort to try to dismantle the laws that we have on the books.
She fought for the law. Cops in Missouri are looking for a guy who they say doused his wife with gasoline, then set her on fire. Here's the woman's brother.
Kind of mad and happy all at the same time that she's doing fairly well. So I don't know what to think about it all yet.
Cops have not yet released her name. And happy birthday to the founder of the band Wings.
Hey, Jude.
Yeah, some guy named Paul McCartney.
Oh, I've heard him.
Who I hear was in another band.
Yeah.
How old is he?
What do you think?
Oh, he's
What are you guessing?
He's 68?
It's always a guess. It's fun.
No, he's 73.
71. No, right in the middle.
He's 71.
71.
Wow.
He's the only Beatle to have been nominated for an Oscar for his own performance.
Rock on, Sir Paul.
Sir Paul.
He is awesome. Thank you, Brian. Well, one of the stories we're following this morning is that President Obama's approval rating is down. It is seriously down.
He's had a bad few weeks.
We'll share those numbers with you coming up in just a moment on KSL.
You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 past the hour.
Right now, 7:19, traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealership. And what's going on, Andy?
Well, if you're heading north on I-15, you've got a pretty clear drive. You'll see heavy traffic in the usual spots, 110th to 90th South. I don't see a whole lot backing you up prior to Point of the Mountain, just some heavy traffic coming over the point, but no actual slowdowns that I can see, Ricky.
Andy, over to the east, we had a couple of vehicles over to the right shoulder. Looks like they have pulled away northbound I-215's east belt a little past 6200 south. In fact, we're starting to see a little more traffic on the east belt going from Holiday up to the mouth of Parley's, but overall, it's kind of a quiet drive. Westbound I-80 coming in from Parley's Canyon, looking good from Foothill over to I-15. Southbounders in Davis County still seeing a delay-free drive, and that's from Clearfield all the way to 6 North downtown. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Diamond Rental has everything you need, from chainsaws to backhoes and the rental professionals to get you started. Visit them at diamondrental.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
He's tanned, he's rested, he's ready to go.
Yes.
Grant Wayman.
Looking good, Grant Wayman.
Back
Thank
in the
you.
Weather center.
Back from the humid southeast.
Yeah.
You come back to Utah and you're like, wow, I don't care if it hits 100. It's just so much drier, you know? But speaking of 100, guys, we're going to be pretty close today. Very hot, very dry, very windy. The Weather Service has what's called a red flag warning out, which just means a big concern for wildfires, brush fires, with humidities that'll be like in the single digits this afternoon. So very dry, up to about 97. Tomorrow, though, a front cools us off. We should stop at about 84. Really pleasant. And the nice pick of the week is going to be Thursday. We may not get above 80 on Thursday. So for late June day, that's really nice weather. Sunshine back to the 80s Friday and Saturday. And then it looks like it gets back to near 90 again on Sunday.
Sweet.
All right,
nice weather.
Yep, thank you.
Yep.
It is 63 downtown right now.
In depth now on a new poll from Utah Data Points showing only 12% of Utahns approve of the job Attorney General John Swallow is doing.
We asked the director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics, Kirk Jowers, does that put more impeachment pressure on our state lawmakers?
The poll results inevitably put more pressure on the lawmakers because their constituents are calling for his head. But I'm not sure that that changes the equation. Either they've decided that public confidence in him is so low and that it's impacting the Attorney General's office and to do its job that it does reach the level to begin impeachment proceedings, or they believe the four investigations already going on should be allowed to continue and wait until there are more concrete results that they can then factor into their decision.
Jowers says Utah's impeachment process mirrors the federal version.
The best frame of context that we have for an impeachment proceeding was Bill Clinton. Now, the standards are a little different because we're talking about state versus federal, but the quoted standard is high crimes and misdemeanors and malfeasance in office are grounds for impeachment. And that is, high crimes and misdemeanors is taken directly from the U.S. Constitution when Utah became a state. Ultimately, it's up to the House to do enough of an investigation to decide whether to impeach him, and then that goes before the Senate, where they decide whether to actually follow through on it.
House Republicans will discuss that possibility on Wednesday.
Coming up at 7:45 on Utah's Morning News, ABC's chief investigative correspondent Brian Ross. More on the leaker, the NSA leaker, and his conversation online yesterday. Every time he goes online, he puts himself at risk.
That's right, yeah.
But Snowden went online yesterday, and he's chatting with a media source and leaking more information. Yeah. And doing more harm to the United States? Arguably so. More on that coming up at 7:45.
KSL News Time with Grant and Amanda, 7:23.
And it's time now for Zions Bank speaking on business with Chris Redgrave.
The apple hasn't fallen far from the tree. Service to the community is a family value taught to Dan MacArthur by his well-known and loved father, Eldon MacArthur, who founded MacArthur Welding. So that's exactly why Dan MacArthur of MacArthur Welding has been serving as the mayor of St. George for the last 20 years. This is a fifth-generation St. George family that's been in the business since 1942, when Eldon MacArthur started MacArthur Welding. He worked out of his house and did mobile welding, building a great reputation over the years. Eldon learned to weld in the shipyards in Seattle and became instrumental in replacing the water line from Pine Valley Water Supply. He did a lot of repair work for people, especially in the early days of St. George, when many Californians came to deer hunt and would end up with broken equipment. They bring it to Weldon Eldon to repair. It wasn't unusual to get cases of oranges from California or Arizona sent to the best welder in St. George. In the early 70s, Eldon welcomed his son Dan into the business. Dan had just graduated from BYU and was put in charge of a truck crane service. Today, MacArthur Welding is a partnership between Dan and his brothers Sam and Joe. They do contract work throughout the West that includes everything from multiple-story office buildings to custom ornamental iron projects. There are 12 employees, and the next generation is already being broken in. The story really is a simple one. Eldon loved people and loved to teach them. For the last 10 years of his life, he made bread and invited people over for cinnamon rolls. Whatever bread was left, he'd give away because he loved to help people. And that right there is his legacy. Eldon was the inspiration for Dan to run for mayor of St. George. He always talked about the future, making things better for everyone. And that's what Dan and his brothers are doing with MacArthur Welding and St. George. For Zions Bank, I'm Chris Redgrave, speaking on business.
Past the hour, Chrysler continues to defy a government request to recall 2.7 million Jeep SUVs, faulty fuel tank placements in some of the Grand Cherokees and Liberties, causing problems blamed for 51 deaths.
Americans waste 40% of edible food annually, and it costs $750 million to dispose of the wasted food.
40%.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Experts say food storage is key to keeping waste at a minimum. Potatoes prefer a cool, dark, ventilated environment, while vegetables need high humidity and fruits low humidity.
Netflix has a new deal with DreamWorks. Starting in 2014, Netflix will begin airing 300 hours of original programming. Some of that will include DreamWorks animation shows.
Checking your money at this moment, we are in the green just before the opening bell. Dow futures up 12, S&P up 0.7, and the NASDAQ up 5.5.
Attorney General John Swallow has a 12%, only 12% approval rating in the state of Utah. More calls for him to resign. That's coming up on KSL News Radio.
It's about to get all nasty up in here.
Mid to perhaps upper 90s. Yes, very, very hot.
It is hot in here. So hot.
The summer swelter.
Summer swelter. We'll tell you when it breaks.
A KSL forecast every 10 minutes on the nines.
Mornings and afternoons.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I'm Marshall Tate. My company is Midwest Commercial Interiors. The best office furniture designs reflect how employees really work. Plans today are more open, panels are lower and fewer, components are shared, and work surface requirements have been reduced. All this translates to lower costs, if you begin with the right design, if you begin with Midwest. The most costly mistake you can make is shopping one of our competitors' space plans, a plan that relies on 20-year-old office furniture designs, a plan that's 30% more expensive than it needs to be right out of the gate. That's not the way to buy office furniture. At Midwest, we know that the best solution and value begins with proper design. Designing your space right the first time will not only save time and money, but it's going to improve productivity and efficiency, help you recruit and retain great people, and it's going to look amazing, regardless of your size or budget. It's why we say at Midwest, you'll never pay more for office furniture, you'll just get more. And that's my personal commitment. Midwest Commercial Interiors. Design, furnish, and impress.
Mutual. Visit BearRiverMutual.com for your home and auto insurance. Bear River Mutual, where values count.
KSL News Time 729. Traffic and weather together on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Andy Farnsworth is in the traffic center.
Well, I'm still watching a crash-free commute on the south end, northbound, going from Provo to Salt Lake City. The freeway in good shape, the 215 freeway. All the major surface streets, including Bangor Highway, and looks like Mountain View and Bacchus. Ricky?
Andy, for those coming in from the north, whether you're on southbound I-15, Highway 89, Legacy Parkway, or I-215 up at the north end, We're in great shape. We haven't seen any kind of real slowdowns. It looks like we do have a new accident popping up, and this is going to be on the northbound side of I-15, a little past the I-80 interchange at about 1500 South. They do have it over to the right shoulder. Harrison Imports, Utah's Highline Auto Dealer, just received a special delivery of 3 and 5 Series BMWs priced to sell today. Harrison Imports, conveniently located in Bountiful and Sandy, or at harrisonimports.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here at KSL Weather Center. Mostly sunny skies. The south wind's blowing today, and when that happens, it really starts to warm things up. Very hot, very dry, very breezy. So some fire concerns today. Some red flag warnings in effect from the Weather Service. Upper 90s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
It is 71 degrees.
A new accident on northbound I-15. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top local story, politics on KSL News Radio. Utah lawmakers mulling over whether to impeach the state attorney general could have a new motivation for doing so.
The latest poll numbers show public support for Attorney General John Swallow is only around 12%. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has more live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Becky?
Amanda, 12% favorability is a historic low, according to Quinn Monson, who conducted the poll for BYU. But Hinckley Institute of Politics Director Kirk Jauer says poll numbers shouldn't be the lone deciding factor.
The poll results, of course, should be completely irrelevant to the legislators, but of course it won't be, because impeachment is a political process, and they're concerned with how their constituents view it.
House Republicans will meet tomorrow to talk about the possibility of impeachment. When we talked to the House Speaker yesterday, she told us she probably won't know until the end of the day how things will turn out. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour, add President Obama to the list of politicians with slipping poll numbers. Brian Martin has the latest live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Grant, it's been a rough month for Mr. Obama. His approval rating has dropped 8 points, down to 45% of Americans who think he's doing a good job in the nation's top hot seat. 54% disapprove. No real big surprise here. The White House has spent a whole lot of time dealing with controversies over a secret government surveillance program, the IRS targeting conservative groups, and the fallout over the Benghazi attack. What's even more surprising, this ratings slide is partially fueled by a plunge in support from younger Americans, a huge base of the president's support. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
The NSA whistleblower has resurfaced online. Former White House cybersecurity advisor Richard Clark says Edward Snowden risks revealing himself every time he chats on the web.
There's no real way of him protecting himself if he's online and connected live to a site.
Snowden told a British newspaper the U.S. spied on its allies during a 2009 World Conference, similar to the G8 summit currently underway in Northern Ireland.
The Salt Lake City Council is expected to vote today on a 12.1% property tax hike, one that Mayor Ralph Becker has threatened to veto. The $7 million increase would help fill a $3 million general fund gap. Council members believe they have the 5 votes needed to make the increase veto-proof.
The Pony Express is going to look a lot more like it did back in the day, courtesy of budget troubles. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams explains live. Andrew?
Amanda, Tooele County says the decision is final now over this fairly remote 11-mile stretch of the Pony Express Trail near Faust. And so starting June 24th, crews will be milling the road and making it gravel just like the olden days.
There's a lot of budget constraints, obviously, the situation Tooele County is in, so there's no money to go back and repair the road.
County spokesman Wade Matthews, some locals say they're worried the change will keep visitors from coming to the area. Apparently people will go there to buy pumpkins around Halloween or trees around Christmas. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories we're following. Are you safeguarding your firearms? More than 190,000 guns were reported lost or stolen across the country last year. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms spokesman Charles Mulham has important advice.
You need to make sure you're responsible in keeping that weapon not only out of the hands of criminals if you were to be robbed or your house was to be burglarized, but also out of the hands of children.
The number of missing firearms may be very skewed because it's not mandatory to report many states.
Guantanamo Bay now has 46 indefinite detainees. And now the feds will have to release the names of those prisoners that are being held without a trial. The details came as a task force began reviewing all 166 detainees and their cases at the request of President Obama, who ordered the prison camp closed when he took office.
Afghanistan's security forces have taken over the lead for the security of their country. NATO Secretary General Anders Rasmussen spoke at a transition ceremony in Kabul.
This is truly a historic moment. Afghanistan's future is in your hands.
Rasmussen noted wounded soldiers in the audience represent all the brave servicemen and women who have sacrificed so much.
Activists who led the effort to legalize recreational marijuana in Washington state are leery of the former Microsoft exec who wants to create what he calls the Starbucks of pot. They fear pot profiteers will bring unwanted attention from the federal government or a backlash that could slow their reform movement in other parts of the country.
The San Antonio Spurs will try to clinch their fifth NBA title tonight when they face the Miami Heat in Game 6 of the NBA Finals in Miami. The Heat will try to bounce back and force a Game 7.
The U.S. men's national soccer team is in town tonight, taking on Honduras in a World Cup qualifying match at Rio Tinto Stadium. The Americans sit atop the qualifying standings at the midway point and can almost lock up a World Cup bid with a victory.
Utah's morning news continues. How Facebook is leading the charge for more organ donors.
So far, so good in your morning commute. We'll check it again coming up on the 9.
KSL News Time, 7:35.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The best of everything online and in life. The Browsers with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson. 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up on the KSL Extra at 7:45, NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden surfaces again. We'll get the latest with ABC's Brian Ross.
The news is sponsored by Alpine Home Medical, your trusted leader for home medical equipment, including wheelchairs, scooters, and home oxygen. KSL News Time is 7:38.
Federal prosecutors in Salt Lake City are going after a marijuana growing operation with ties to the Golden State. Some of the suspected masterminds are here while the growers are in California's Redwood County, and it's up in the Humboldt County area. Sheriff's Lieutenant Wayne Hansen says the grows turned a tiny, tiny profit.
Somebody growing 800 plants every 3 months in an indoor cycle, you know, using artificial lighting, you're making hundreds of thousands of dollars every 3 months.
Some of the men facing charges face 20 years to life in prison if they're convicted.
A former doctor accused of killing his wife and will soon be fighting off charges of sex abuse and witness tampering. Martin McNeil was charged with inappropriately touching a woman and then trying to get her to sign an affidavit saying he never touched her. McNeil is also charged with murder after his wife died in a bathtub in 2007.
A warning from the Head Start program, $85 billion in federal cuts, known as sequestration, are expected to result in layoffs and reduced services. Head Start lost 5% of its budget, and the National Institute of Health budget, which funds cancer research, shrank by $1.6 billion.
Researchers at Johns Hopkins say they've noticed a large jump in the number of people registering as organ donors since doctors convinced Facebook to raise awareness of the issue. Dr. Andrew Cameron explains the impact the increase will have.
Online organ donation registration rates went up on the day the change was made 21-fold. 2,100%.
Last month, the social network started letting users register to become donors through their timelines. KSL News Time 7:39. Traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back to you, Andy.
Well, I'm seeing heavy and slow traffic now on the Utah County side of Point of the Mountain for about a mile approaching the point going up the hill. Then you'll see your usual morning delays between Bangor Highway and 90th South before things clear out. Now it looks like we've got a crash downtown just before the 13th South exit. Looks like it's going to be, I can't tell if it's in traffic or out of traffic, but I do see a little bit of slowing in the downtown area coming towards the 6 South exit, Ricky.
Andy, we also have a patch of slowing coming southbound on I-15. It's as you're leaving Bountiful and going through Woods Cross, but by the time you're at the North Interchange, you still may be in some heavy traffic, but speeds will improve. And over to the east, it's been a great drive all morning long, I-215 and I-80. Test trains are running on the new Draper Tracks line. Use caution at crossings. Don't walk, bike, or play near the tracks. UTA wants you to be safe. To learn more, visit rideuta.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here at KSL Weather Center. We go from hot to extra hot thanks to the south winds. Mostly sunny skies, dry and breezy. Our temperatures into the upper 90s, but cooler tomorrow. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Downtown right now, 63 degrees.
I think I saw a tweet earlier this morning that said if we have a 100-point swing in the market today, it will be the sixth consecutive 100-point move in the market.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
So we're already up. Let me see what's going on here.
A lot
here.
Of volatility. We're up 62 points right now.
See that? Mm-hmm. We're already moving in that direction.
Yes, we are.
The final numbers with Scott Maria this afternoon from 3 to 7 right here.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
So I'm apartment hunting and having this debate with a landlord.
Like I said, no pets. Just can't rent you the unit.
Yeah, he's a dog, but sir, he's not a pet.
He's four-legged, he's hairy, he's on a leash, that's a pet.
No, Henry is an assistance animal. Look, I'm legally blind. Couldn't you make a reasonable accommodation for my guide dog?
Young lady, you can call your canine friend anything you want. Those are the rules.
Rules? Rules that allow for housing discrimination? So, I made a call to HUD to confirm that, indeed, landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals. And now, we're so happy in our new apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your disability, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Yes.
First of all, the good news. We did a little better in this last presidential election. Utahns voted 2.6% higher than they did the cycle before, but the bad news is we're still 39th. But hey, we were 48th. What do we do to change that? We'll talk about it on today's Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Even more breaking local news on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, drivers are asking UDOT to take another look at a new freeway intersection in Spanish Fork after a series of accidents and rollovers. The off-ramp at Highway 6 includes a tight turn. UDOT says they'll take a look, but they believe people are just taking that curve too fast.
Other local stories we're following, a bid to the World Cup could be on the line tonight at Rio Tinto Stadium in Sandy. The U.S. men's national soccer team will take on Honduras, and the Americans are atop the qualifying standings at the midway point.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Got a minor crash heading into downtown, North 15, just after 1700 South, causing a little bit of delay near downtown. Most of our delay, though, in our usual spots, Point of the Mountain, Draper, Sandy, and Bountiful. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny and extra hot today with the south winds blowing, our high temperatures into the upper 90s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
71 downtown.
KSL's top national story this hour, security throughout Afghanistan is now primarily the responsibility of Afghan forces, and the U.S.-led NATO coalition plays an entirely supporting role. Afghan President Hamid Karzai made the announcement today.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney has called the NSA whistleblower a traitor, and President Obama had similar harsh words for Edward Snowden.
Now, Snowden's father is asking his son to stop what he's doing. ABC's chief investigative correspondent, Brian Ross, has details.
As world leaders gather in Northern Ireland for the so-called G8 summit, Snowden is revealing how the U.S. and Britain have been routinely spying on them. Snowden gave the Guardian newspaper top-secret documents revealing how the British government spied on diplomatic targets from all nations and their smartphones at a similar meeting of world leaders in 2009. Overnight, strong words from President Obama.
Should he be prosecuted?
I'm not going to comment on prosecutions.
Okay.
The case has been referred to the DOJ for criminal investigation.
And possible extradition.
Snowden is still believed to be in Hong Kong in hiding, as even his own father went on Fox News to urge him to stop the leaks.
I just ask that you measure what you're going to do and not release any more information.
The FBI continues to develop evidence for criminal charges against Snowden. Agents have been at his last known address in Hawaii, where ABC News discovered his car still parked in the garage. Snowden's leaks are reverberating around the world, with the Chinese now calling on the U.S. to explain last week's disclosure that the U.S. was hacking on Chinese targets.
Is the equivalent of a Chinese spy if he gives China details of U.S. intelligence operations that were run against Chinese networks.
Answering questions online Monday on the Guardian newspaper site, Snowden denied he was a spy and said being called a traitor by former Vice President Dick Cheney over the weekend was the highest honor you can give an American.
Snowden also described a kind of dead man switch to make sure his documents are made public no matter what, saying, quote, the U.S. government is not going to be able to cover this up by jailing me or murdering me, unquote.
Wow.
Meanwhile, today, NSA Spy Chief General Keith Alexander is expected to talk about terrorist plots that surveillance has disrupted when he testifies on Capitol Hill.
It'll be interesting to see what we can learn from that testimony before the House. Judiciary?
It's a subcommittee.
Yeah. We'll hear more on that coming up. And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
It's one of those subcommittees. KSL News Time 7:49, traffic and weather together on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. How are we doing right now, Andy?
We've got a couple of issues. Traffic slow going over Point of the Mountain, just because it always is this time of day in Utah County. We've got our usual delays on I-15 from Bangor Highway all the way to the South Interchange. And then we've got a crash near downtown. It's actually just before 1300 South. It's off to the right, but causing some slowing that we wouldn't see this early in the morning in the downtown stretch of I-15. Ricky?
Andy, we do have some heavy and slower spots of traffic as you're traveling southbound I-15 in Davis County. It's mostly between Parish Lane and Centerville down to about 2600 South Woods Cross. Then we have another patch of slowdowns as right after the Beck Street overpass, and that's going to continue until right as you're approaching downtown. So you do have some congested traffic coming from Davis County. No stop-and-go delays, but just anticipate a slower commute. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval, restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get a look now at the 7-day KSL forecast.
Hey guys, we go from hot to extra hot today, and the south wind's really blowing. This is one of those days where the fire concerns are high. Well, you hope that people aren't playing around with fireworks on a day like today. Upper 90s, dry, breezy, very, very hot. Tomorrow, not nearly as hot, only middle 80s, thanks to a front. And on Thursday, our coolest day yet, a cool morning and only the upper 70s for the high Thursday. So nice, cooler weather Thursday. Friday, 84 and sunshine. Saturday, about the same. Sunday, dry, back to near 90. Monday, same thing. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now, it's 71 downtown.
KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. Here's KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
We've all heard the saying, as soon as you drive it off the lot, it's worth, what, $5,000, $10,000 less? But Edmunds.com says some cars hold their value a lot better than others over a five-year period. Topping this list, the Toyota Tacoma truck, which holds 60% of its value over the time. In the sedan $20,000 to $30,000 category, the Honda Civic earned best in class, retaining 51% of its value. Honda's Odyssey minivan keeps 44% after 5 years. In the SUV $25,000 to $35,000 category, the Jeep Wrangler holds 56%. And the Toyota Prius was still worth 47% of what it originally sold for 5 years later. Just goes to show the old adage may not be true depending on what you drive off the lot. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
This portion of the news sponsored by Midwest Commercial Interiors, Utah's office furniture leader for 76 years. Midwest, design, furnish, and impress.
Are you planning to retire in the next year or two? You'll face 20 major decisions that will shape the rest of your life. And now's the time to make the right choices. For a free copy of a new 300-page book, 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, call Net Worth Advisory Group at 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. You'll learn how to properly handle 401k money, when to start taking Social Security, choosing the right pension payout option, how much you can safely withdraw without running out of money, analyze your retirement health insurance options, and much more. Call 801-56-MONEY. Net Worth Advisory Group is a fee-only retirement planning firm that specializes in your transition from the workforce to retirement. They don't work on commissions, so financial advice is not tainted, and there's no hidden agenda. For your free book, call 801-56-MONEY. You only retire once. Do it right. Call 801-56-MONEY. Make a plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
Being home to award-winning companies is what makes Clearfield City special. Companies like Futura Industries, a world-class manufacturer of custom aluminum extrusions. Turning raw aluminum into thousands of different components is what Futura Industries does best. Products that you may use every day in your home and workplace. From the automotive, flooring, and home improvement industries to components of solar products, custom workstations, and fitness equipment. Voted one of Utah's best places to work and one of Utah's most admired companies, Futura Industries takes care of their people, their greatest asset, and their people take pride in their work.
translating into products that are a cut above in quality and customer satisfaction. Impressive manufacturers, a top-notch city. That's Clearfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious city parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth and for our local economy. Now you know why the slogan "We've Got It Made" is true. Award-winning companies, award-winning people. It's a way of life. Clearfield City.
And an equal housing lender.
That House committee I could not boot up a moment ago is the House Intelligence Committee. The head of the NSA will be testifying before the House Intelligence Committee today, and we'll learn more later on KSL News Radio.
We follow money news for you. 25 and 55 past the hour, White House may veto the farm bill. Obama administration officials say food stamp cuts in the massive legislation could leave some Americans hungry.
Illinois now has the strictest regulations for oil and gas drilling. The new law requires the fracking industry to hire dozens of new engineers, inspectors, and regulators. The governor says the environment will be protected while unlocking thousands of jobs.
A smile is worth repeat business. A new survey finds consumers will return to small-sized companies when they're greeted by a smile.
Don't you find that to be true?
That's right. Well, that's why we're always smiling.
Yeah.
We want our listeners to come back.
Well, there is that. Yeah. That's true. Let's check your money at this moment. We are in the green. Dow Jones up 62 points. We're at 15,242. The Nasdaq's up 14. The S&P's up 4.1.
KSL News Time, 7:56.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Point of the mountain, most of the way from Bluffdale to the South Interchange. This crash, North 15, about 1500 South, right in the heart of downtown. Still blocking the right lane and has traffic now starting to back up out of downtown towards 33rd South. Ricky?
Andy, for those coming in from the north, southbound on I-15, you will see heavy and slower traffic. And it's mostly going through Centerville, Bountiful, and into Woods Cross. It breaks up for a bit before more heavy and slow traffic right at Beck Street towards downtown. Experience the Mormon Miracle Pageant at the foot of the majestic Manti Temple in Manti, Utah. Begins evenings June 20th through 29th, excluding Sundays and Mondays. Free of charge, visit mormonmiracle.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Boy, it's going to be hot today.
How hot is it?
It's going to be She's right there when I need her. It's going to be 97, a lot of sunshine today, 71 right now downtown Salt Lake.
He's staring at me with this look like
but I am
anytime.
Smiling. But I am smiling.
So there is a new scathing report out on the state of teacher preparation.
Oh my gosh, not good.
It's not good. We'll have details coming up.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL-FM Midvale. KSL